This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Joy Chan. English Fairy Tales, collected by Joseph Jacobs. Chapter 12. Teeny Tiny. Once upon a time, there was a teeny tiny woman lived in a teeny tiny house in a teeny tiny village. Now one day, this teeny tiny woman put on her teeny tiny bonnet and went out of her teeny tiny house to take a teeny tiny walk. And when this teeny tiny woman had gone a teeny tiny way, she came to a teeny tiny gate. So the teeny tiny woman opened the teeny tiny gate and went into a teeny tiny churchyard. And when this teeny tiny woman had got into the teeny tiny churchyard, she saw a teeny tiny bone on a teeny tiny grave. And the teeny tiny woman said to her teeny tiny self, "This teeny tiny bone will make me some teeny tiny soup for my teeny tiny supper." So the teeny tiny woman put the teeny tiny bone into her teeny tiny pocket and went home to her teeny tiny house. Now when the teeny tiny woman got home to her teeny tiny house, she was a teeny tiny bit tired. So she went up her teeny tiny stairs to her teeny tiny bed and put the teeny tiny bone into a teeny tiny cupboard. And when this teeny tiny woman had been to sleep a teeny tiny time, she was awakened by a teeny tiny voice from the teeny tiny cupboard which said, "Give me my bone!" And this teeny tiny woman was a teeny tiny frightened, so she hid her teeny tiny head under the teeny tiny clothes and went to sleep again. And when she had been to sleep again a teeny tiny time, the teeny tiny voice again cried out from the teeny tiny cupboard a teeny tiny louder, "Give me my bone!" This made the teeny tiny woman a teeny tiny more frightened, so she hid her teeny tiny head a teeny tiny further under the teeny tiny clothes. And when the teeny tiny woman had been to sleep again a teeny tiny time, the teeny tiny voice from the teeny tiny cupboard said again a teeny tiny louder, "Give me my bone!" And this teeny tiny woman was a teeny tiny bit more frightened, but she put her teeny tiny head out of the teeny tiny clothes and said in her loudest teeny tiny voice, "Take it!" End of chapter 12. Teeny Tiny.